degrees, Saturday 80 degrees, and then a chance of thunderstorms for Sunday and Monday, but only a 30 and 40% chance of thunderstorms. So I'd have to say that's not really that hot.
Isn't the Pokemon theme song, is it? What song are you playing? Oh, I can't hear you. Is your mic on?
It is.
Go ahead.
Show me some of the stuff I can.
Is this this mic that doesn't work?
I got them both on.
Now I can hear you better.
Maybe the headphones on?
This is pain in the neck. Okay, good morning and welcome to the library show. We'll clear up these production issues.
I'm holding you.
A microphone.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all?
Are the mics the headsets down?
I think I can hear me through the
headset. Are the headsets down?
Oh, is your headset on?
I don't know.
Talk, test.
Now I can
testing.
Can hear. I still can't hear you.
Testing, testing, testing. That's mine. Testing. Testing.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. Hopefully Kiko's listening. He can give us a thumbs up on the volume. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, this weekend, you can start saving money at local businesses simply by showing them your library card. We'll tell you how to get a library card if you don't have one and what Huntington County businesses are participating in this promotion. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Amateur Photography Show in October. The deadline is... Oh, the deadline to enter. I couldn't even read my own writing. It's September 27th, and only the first 100 people who enter will be accepted. Jennifer is currently under construction. Thank you for your patience. Fall concerts and speakers at HCL and NCB... Exhibits, youth service programs, trivia, and much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What is new with you? We have a beautiful day out there.
I know. It would be one of Dr. Bob's top 10.
Who's Dr. Bob?
He was a weatherman who used to be on WCBS.
Don't remember him. I grew up in this area.
He was called Dr. He called himself Dr. Bob, and then they found out he didn't really have a doctorate.
I remember Tex Antoine. Remember him?
I don't.
And Storm Field. I guess he's not around anymore. Who was the old-time weather guy? Tex Antoine, I think. If you're from the New York area, you might remember that name. And your weather for the Labor Day weekend was good, I understand. Is that right?
Well, it was a little bit on Sunday night into Monday.
Oh, there's rain?
Mm-hmm.
But Friday, Saturday were good?
Yes.
And today?
Yes.
Getting a little glimpse of fall, though I guess the weather's starting to warm up again.
A little bit.
Okay, I mentioned that this weekend you can start saving money. Christmas is on the horizon, so it's a good time to start saving money, and the Huntington County Library is going to try to help. Every September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month, and the Huntington County Library celebrates by offering discounts at local businesses just by showing your Huntington County Library card. or your Flemington Free Public Library card. It's very simple. During the month of September, 40 to 50 plus businesses have agreed to offer discounts to anyone that walks into their business and shows them that they have a Hunterdon County Library card. If you don't have a Hunterdon County Library card and you want one, you live in Hunterdon County, you should have one. You can just stop by the Hunterdon County Library. Can you apply online for a Hunterdon County Library card?
You can fill out a form online, but you have to bring it into the library.
Okay. And they just need to check and make sure you do live in Hunterdon County.
Correct. You need to bring something with your address, your local
address. Then it's free. We'll give it to you right there. And then besides all the books and DVDs and CDs and databases and the beautiful youth services department and speakers and concerts and museum passes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, during the month of September, you'll also save money just by showing your library card. Here, the business is participating this time around all throughout the Hunterdon County area. Crown Trophy of Flemington, that's Jim Gineau, who has a show right after ours every day at noon on Thursdays. Darrow's Sporting Edge, that's in White House Station. Sneakers Plus, right on Route 202 in Flemington. Attachments Jewelry, that's on Main Street in Flemington. I don't think I've ever been in there. Has that been there a while?
Yes. Attachments and Sage. Sage used to be further down Main Street, and now it's moved down this end. They've been here for, at least since...
That's better.
At least since 2014.
Beyond Bijou is a store in Clinton. Bluefish Clothing, a popular store in Frenchtown. J. Jill, that's in the Shops of Flemington over on 202. Enjoy Yourself, the cute little gift shop right on Stengel Road between Bluefish and Lone Eagle Brewery. Sage Boutique, that's in Flemington as well, also on Main Street. Some food and beverage places that you could save money on in September. Basil Bandwagon Natural Market, they'll offer 10% off at both their locations in Flemington and Clinton. Factory Fuel on Stengel Road. Garden State Salad on Main Street. Gabby's Pizza and Pasta on Main Street. Grateful Bites, Jersey Mike's Subs on Rayville Avenue, Italian Bakery and Cafe in the Staples Plaza, Lone Eagle Brewing on Stengel Road. They'll give you a dollar off your first pint, flight, or growler per visit throughout the month of September. So technically, you can buy a pint of beer, drink it down, then go get something in your car, come on back in, and that's your second visit. I'm sure Bob and Todd were thrilled that I said that. EDJ Development Home Improvements offers a discount in September if you show them your library card. Vintage Shop in Clinton. Act 2 Books in Flemington. Barclays Gourmet Marketplace right down the street from where we're sitting right now on Main Street in Flemington. The Book Garden in Frenchtown. Burkett Supply Company on Main Street in Flemington. Califon Bookshop in Califon. Comic Fusion on Main Street. Ink Junction on Route 12 in Flemington. Fish and Pets Plus. Get a free regular betta fish just by showing your library card. That's on Commerce Street in Flemington. Higgins News Agency. They've been a Flemington institution since... Were they around for the Lindbergh trial?
Oh, yeah.
Even before that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still there.
They still are there.
The Spinnery. That's in Frenchtown as well. Stowaway Self-Storage in Flemington, 50% off your first month's rent. That's a good deal. Sunbeam General Store. Twice Told Tales Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, 10% off your entire purchase. The Red Mill Museum Village will give you a discount on admission. St. Paul Christian School offers a free T-shirt. That's located in Flemington. Be Here Now Yoga. Buy a student three-pack for $25 and get a fourth class free. Gymnastics Unlimited. Hunterdon County YMCA offers a free one-week trial for your entire family in the month of September. Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, a complimentary one-day guest pass to see what they're all about. Great Clips in both Flemington and Clinton offers discounts off a regularly priced haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture. And finally, Leo Family Dental. So if you want to... A list of all these businesses that are participating to have on hand. You can stop by any of the county libraries. The brochures will be available starting probably Friday, tomorrow. just pick one up and leave it in your car or put it on your fridge, or you can go online, hclibrary.us. There's a link right to the brochure right online, and then you can see what businesses are available. And then stop by and patronize all of these businesses that are helping us celebrate National Library Card Month. National Library Card Month?
Yes, indeed. Yes, it is. So sign up for your library card, and it just doesn't give you access to all the collections. We also have museum passes, downloadable audiobooks, digital books, magazines, all kinds of things.
Okay, it's time for our first...
Before we go to our first commercial break.
We have one more thing.
We have not had a poem in a while from Jumping Jewels Poetry. And it's called My Smile. When you picked that tiny but beautiful flower, I smiled. When you played your music, a master of melodies, I smiled. When the world disappeared as you hugged me tight, I smiled. My smile spoke to you content and warm, showed you I care. When you tidied that dreadful room, I smiled. When you put away your freshly ironed clothes, I smiled. When you made me a delicious tea, I smiled. My smile spoke to you relieved and glad, showed you I was grateful. When you watched me stumble on the bedroom carpet, I smiled. When you saw me fall back onto the sofa, I smiled. When you looked at the way I felt so tired, I smiled. My smile spoke to you, upset and helpless, showed you my determination. When you look at me, no matter how I feel, I will smile. When you talk to me, no matter what I hear, I will smile. When you watch me go, no matter how I move, I will smile. My smile will speak to you in more ways than one, revealing the truth to nobody.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on this date. Today is August 29th, 2019. I'll ask you about events that happened on August 29th in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on August 19th. Let's see if you know who they are just by hearing their names. Okay, Jennifer, August 29th, 1969, what happened today at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California?
Does it have something to do with Willie Mays?
Nothing to do with Willie Mays. Nothing to do with sports. and everything to do with the Beatles. The Beatles performed their last concert before paying fans on this date in 1966. The Beatles stopped touring. They were just sick of it, Jennifer, being chased all over and screamed at. They'd had enough. They decided to spend the rest of their band's life in the studio, which is probably a good decision. And I think I just lost my microphone. Is it back? Or you turned me down? Okay, too high?
Oh, you're not using four anymore?
No, not right now. I believe this one's working.
Okay.
We'll see. The archives will tell. And then finally, only one more event. In 2005, what hurricane devastates much of the U.S. Gulf Coast from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle, causing $125 billion in damage?
What year was it?
2005.
Katrina
is correct. And the follow-up question, within 100 people, how many people died because of this hurricane?
Oh, I know how many died in Maria.
You do? Why would you remember that?
Because they announced it this morning. 3,000, but I don't know.
1,836. That's a lot. I would think nowadays, with all the warning systems, how did 1,800 people die? They didn't clear out? What happened?
No, I don't think so. Because remember they thought Fats Domino had died?
That was Katrina? Yeah, I guess that was. The guy from the Cowsills died in that. One of the band members from the band, the Cowsills, 60s band. He died in Katrina. Born on this date in 1915, Ingrid Bergman.
She was a movie star. I'm not sure.
Wow. One huge movie she was in. Casablanca is correct.
Yeah.
The Christmas movie Bells of St. Mary's.
Okay.
Among many others, I think she was appeared in a lot of Hitchcock movies. Notorious, I think, comes to mind. 1917, Isabel Sanford was born. You're going to know her, and you can't get Ingrid Bergman. Go ahead. So you're not going to know her. You know.
Oh, she played Wheezy on.
Yeah, see, how did you know that? So you think Isabel Sanford was a bigger star than Ingrid Bergman?
I think, no, you know what I think it is. Isabel Sanford was one specific thing, and Ingrid Bergman just did so many things.
I know, but she did Casablanca.
I know.
Not the Jeffersons. Okay, Richard Attenborough was born on August 29th, 1923.
He played Santa Claus in the remake of...
Correct. I figured you'd get that one.
34th Street.
Anything else?
Not a
big blockbuster series of movies that came out, started coming out maybe 15 years ago.
Harry Potter? No, he wasn't in Harry Potter.
No. Kind of scary movies.
I don't know.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Jurassic Park.
Yes. What was his character's name again? Well, I'm drawing a blank. But he was the owner of Jurassic Park. And then it all went wrong. Dr. Malcolm? No, I can't remember. I'll think of it over the break. Oh, we already had our break. 1938, Elliot Gould was born.
He was a singer.
Elliot Gould? No, you're thinking of...
Oh, it's not Elliot Gould?
No, you're thinking of... what's his name? Bob Goulet.
No. Elliot Gould is...
He was a singer? No, I have him as an actor.
Oh, okay.
He was in MASH. I thought you liked that movie. Wait. MASH.
Oh, he was in the movie MASH?
Yes.
I thought he sang, too.
He's been in a lot of things. He was in those Ocean 11 movies. He's been in a lot of stuff. Going all the way back to, like, the 70s.
Oh, he was in that movie Bob, Ted, Carol, and Alice?
Yes. Didn't sing in it, from what I understand.
I don't know why I thought he was a singer. I
think you're thinking of Goulet.
Robert
Goulet, who liked to talk his lyrics instead of actually sing them. Very annoying. 1940, Jennifer. James Brady was born.
He was Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State who was shot when Reagan was shot.
He was shot when Reagan was shot. Correct, but he was the press secretary. James Brady. That was what year did that happen?
1991.
81. Yeah, that doesn't seem that's not long ago for to me for some reason. And then finally died. Only have one person on 2016. Gene Wilder died on August 29th, 2016.
I guess I forgot he died. He was a movie actor. He was in Blazing Saddles. He was in Willy Wonka. He was married to...
Give me one more movie.
He was married to Gilda Radner.
Correct. Another Mel Brooks movie that he's famous for.
Was he in Dr. Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein. Correct. Very good. And that's Today in History.
That was kind of... I know you always say things don't happen in September. In August and the summer.
Well, nothing that piqued my interest this time anyway.
Well, something that might pique our listeners' interest is it is almost September, so the Jim Thatch bookmark will be out. It is a gold color with scarecrows spelling out the word September, and HCL is in among them.
So what's your opinion? I'm not a... it's okay. I've done better.
I feel like it's a little early for me.
For scarecrows?
Yeah.
Why, the corn is gone. Scarecrows are all summer.
I don't know. I always think of scarecrows as a little bit later.
For the fall?
Yeah. But you know what? The
I hit a lot of HCLs in there. That's the only promising thing that people like. I hide the word HCL in there a lot of times. So it's a little game for our staff and patrons every month. And this time was you have a lot of them to find.
Did you hide anything else?
No.
Because I feel like their necklines were spelling something, but...
No.
I think that was just a coincidence.
Scarecrow necklines, spelling words. The sentence you never thought you'd hear.
I know, I thought I'd never utter it, let me say that. So pick this up... you should make this one of the slider pictures on the website.
The bookmark every month? That's not a bad idea.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
So summer reading is wrapping up. The Youth Services Department is all finished. And they're starting to count how many readers they had. The adults can read through the weekend. But the
okay.
End of the Summer Reading Club party is tonight at the Headquarters Library.
If you party alert at the Hunterdon County Library. Headquarters or North County Branch?
Headquarters. If you haven't signed up, just stop by. There's plenty of room.
I guess they didn't need any help from me. Usually they ask me to help decorate or something.
What is, well, it's still early in the day. Do you know what the theme is? Or like what? Like last year they did an escape room.
Yeah, I know. That was clever. What did they do? What's the game
I don't
this
know.
Year?
I have no idea.
It's very secretive.
I thought you might have known.
This, you know, that I am not privy to any of that information. So it's a secret. I guess I'll find out. They must be setting up this afternoon. I'll go down and find out.
I guess so.
If I can be of any assistance. But maybe not. The HCL Amateur Photography Show. We are now accepting entries. The show itself is in October. We've been doing this for the past 30 years. It's open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. And everyone's an amateur photographer, so it's open to everyone in Hunterdon County. It's a real fun show. If you got a photograph that you want to have displayed for a month at the library and have your work critiqued by staff and patrons alike, that's your bag. No, it's a lot of fun. I'm serious. A lot of people don't like their work critiqued, Jennifer. But photographs, you took a good picture. Everyone has taken a good picture in the last week of something. What was your best picture you took in the last week, Jennifer?
I don't...
Sunflowers?
That was the last picture I took, I think, was sunflowers.
Oh.
I haven't really taken...
And one of those eligible? See, one of those could be eligible for the...
Yes.
Photo show. So maybe you want to print one out... Get it ready to hang on a pegboard wall, and you're in. We have several categories. We have a student category. We have a black and white category. Hunterdon County scene, scenic landscape, abstract still life category, people in human interest, floral, and wildlife. So any photograph will fit in one of those categories. So it's very simple to enter. You can pick up an entry form at any of the Hunterdon County Libraries or go online, hclibrary.us. Right on the home page is a link to the entry form. It has all the rules and everything you need to know. And then the entry form itself, you just need to print that out, fill it out, and drop it off at the library or send it in to us before Friday, September 27th. And we already have almost 30, maybe about 30 entries.
Wow.
So we're getting there. Only the first 100 photographers will be accepted. So keep that in mind. There are cash prizes for first place in every category, as well as a cash prize for our Public's Choice Award, a special photograph voted on by our staff and patrons alike. We'll have an award ceremony on Wednesday, October 9th in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library with refreshments. We'll announce the winners then. Our judge will be there. Our judge, you might know, his name is Walter Horoszewski. He's a popular author and photographer. If you've ever been in a bookstore and seen those beautiful coffee table books about New Jersey and Hunterdon County and other places that are local, that's Walter Horoszewski. He's our judge. He'll be there at the awards ceremony. You can meet him. He'll also do his own special program after the award ceremony so you can stay around and hear Walter speak. He's an engaging speaker. So the HCL Amateur Photography Show, a Hunterdon County Library tradition since the late 1980s. So hopefully you consider signing up and joining us. If not, make sure you stop by the library sometime in October and see all the wonderful photographs of all our talented Hunterdon County photographers.
That's right. And what program is Walter doing?
I don't know yet. It has not been decided. I guess we're going to decide pretty soon.
Pretty soon, because it's almost time to start doing the flyers for September.
Correct.
So I was just looking at the website, and on the front page is the Manhattan Short Film Festival, although there are no dates on the front page. But I did click on the flyer to see which films are being shown.
I believe there's only two dates this year. So tell us, what is the Manhattan Short Film Festival?
It received over 1,200 entries from 70 countries, from which 10 finalists were selected. These 10 short films will be screened more than 1,000 times in over 400 cities on 6 continents during the week of September 26th through October 6th, and the judges of these films will be you. On entry to each venue, you will be handed a ballot card, and you vote for the best short film and actor at the conclusion of the program. Votes will be sent to Manhattan Short's headquarters, and the winners will be announced at ManhattanShort.com on Monday, October 7th. And this year, the 10 movies are Nefta Football Club from France. In Tunisia, two football-loving young brothers find a donkey lost in the middle of the desert on the border with Algeria. But why is this animal wearing headphones over his ear? Debris is a USA contribution following a disastrous accident on his construction site. Armando rushes to save an injured worker, but then stumbles into a grim world of human labor trafficking. Iran's offering is driving lessons. Local laws say Faria's husband must accompany her to driving lessons, so she and her instructor will not be alone, a task made more complicated with the two men not getting along. Tipped from Canada, a talented but underappreciated waitress at an upscale restaurant reaches her tipping point with a table of difficult customers and concocts a special dish of revenge. United Kingdom is sending Sylvia. Our love affair with the automobile means that the car can feel like it's part of the family. But on one last road trip, one woman relives the moment that gives the car a special significance. The Match from Finland. A middle-aged woman turns a friendly game of tennis into an intense competition, but stand united at the end of the match when they discover they have one thing in common. This time away, again from the United Kingdom, an elderly man lives as a recluse, haunted by the past and memory of the family he once had, until a non-human visitor arrives and disrupts his isolation. Malou from Germany, rejected by a famed dance school, Malou gets a chance to prove that she's destined for a career as a dancer despite the odds seemingly stacked against her. A family affair from the United Kingdom, when Annabelle wakes up alone in a stranger's bedroom on her 30th birthday, she thinks the day cannot get any worse. But then Bernard walks in and he is not the man of her dreams. And finally, another movie from the U.S. at the end of the world. In an apocalyptic future, a lonely government worker finds solace with a soldier during the last World War. But their future together is threatened when the soldier is sent back into battle. So look for the dates that these are going to be shown at the headquarters of North County Branch Library and vote for your favorite.
We've been doing this for about 3 or 4 years now. It's very popular. It's a lot of fun, too. Each movie's maybe 10 minutes long, and you get to see them all, and then you vote for your favorite picture, and I think your favorite actor, too.
Yes, your favorite actor and your favorite picture.
And then one of these movies that are voted enough might be nominated for an Academy Award. So your voice will be heard, maybe. It's 11:34. Jim Gannot will be in about 25 minutes with his show Taking Care of Business, business advice for small businesses. If you haven't heard it before, I highly recommend it. We have a full slate of concerts at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library this fall. In particular, I'm going to talk about the Hunterdon County Library. We have two evening concerts a month, from September through December, as well as our afternoon concert series featuring Fred Miller. I don't have that flyer with me. Maybe Jennifer can pull it up online and tell us, because Fred is just October through December, but we're having Fred in September this year. So Fred will be doing four fall concerts for us this year.
Okay, at the headquarters meeting room, he will be there on the 12th of September singing It Wasn't All Noise at 2 p.m. Is he going to be at the 11th at North County doing the same thing?
I'm sure. And what's the topic?
Oh, yes, It Wasn't All Noise. Singable rock pop classics of the 1950s and 60s.
So Fred has been performing for us for well over 25 years himself. He's a piano player and a singer, and he also narrates his programs and gives you background information about the songs he plays or the topic of the day, usually a composer or some special theme. And that's once a month in the afternoons, one at the North County Branch Library and then one at the Hunterdon County Library. And we're happy to have Fred, and he'll be back in the winter with a brand new series of programs. But let's go online, actually, all the programs, in fact, everything that Jennifer and I talk about on the library show, you can just go to our webpage, www.hclibrary.us, and all of that information with more details will be at your fingertips.
And in October, on the 16th and 17th, he is singing The Other Jewish Songwriters.
And who was opposed to who? Irving Berlin?
I guess so. There's no more detail on that. In November, on the 13th and 14th, he will be doing Showboat.
Old Man River.
And then in December,
one of the greatest songs ever written.
Of course, he will be doing his Mammoth Holiday Sing-Along.
An American Christmas, yes. You don't want to miss that one. The Hunterdon County Library does a lot of fun things around the holiday season. And we will make sure you know all about them. But a quick rundown of our evening concerts at the Hunterdon County Library this fall. We kick it off on Wednesday, September 11th. That's less than 2 weeks away, with Circle Round the Sun. It's a band that performs Americana music. All of the concerts start at 7 p.m. All the concerts are made possible by a grant from the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Commission. Ray Camilli's Musical Flea Market, that's a new band for us, a new act for us, it will be on Wednesday, September 25th at 7 p.m. in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library. All these programs are free and open to the public, but we do recommend that you make reservations because sometimes they fill up. We want to make sure you get a seat. You can easily make reservations by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's an event calendar right on the homepage. Just go to the date that you want to sign up for a program and sign up right there.
And we did have Ray once years and years ago, and he is a fabulous storyteller and an awesome musician. So, yeah, definitely come listen to him. And if he talks too much, just give Jim the high sign, and Jim will tell him to start singing again.
Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m., Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers. They'll be performing Zydeco music in New Orleans jazz, Jennifer. October 23rd, Cuckoo Cachoo. That's Ed Jankowitz and Tom Johnston. They'll be saluting Simon and Garfunkel and playing a lot of songs from their catalog. In November, classical violinist David Podels will be performing on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. The Stonehearth Bluegrass Band will perform on Wednesday, November 20th, also at 7 p.m. That's the old Beth Coleman Band back and performing, and Beth Coleman's band's performed at the Hunterdon County Library many times. And then in December, our two holiday traditional concerts. Wednesday, December 4th, the Eric Mattel Quartet presents a jazz holiday. They'll be playing music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special, the Vince Guaraldi classics, and other holiday jazz-infused songs.
And that will be repeated on Thursday, December 12th at the North County Branch Library.
And then the Hunterdon Harmonizers holiday show is on Wednesday, December 18th at 7 p.m. The whole barbershop chorus will be there, and they'll do a variety-type show with music and fun. Another good holiday tradition that we've been doing for more years than I can count. The meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library is accessible to the handicapped. If you need help and want to make accommodations for, I believe, handicapped isn't the right term anymore, Jennifer, is it? Persons with disabilities? What is the better way to say that?
I think it is.
We can make accommodations. Just if you want to call ahead of time, you can call 908-788-1434 and let us know you're coming. We'll make sure that you're comfortable.
And we also have an ear loop, so if you have difficulty hearing, we can set you up too, so you can hear the concert with your hearing aid.
Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break now. I have a little bit of trivia for Jennifer. And then we have a few other things to talk about.
Before we go, since it's a little bit early, can I just do some of the speaker programs?
Sure.
Real fast. On Tuesday, September 10th, we're going to have Gianna Surratt talking about digestive health. On the 24th, our old pal Gung will be back to demonstrate some Tai Chi and to do some basic Tai Chi moves. On the 8th, we will be having a Halloween, a haunted history.
That'll be fun.
That sounds like fun.
Who's the speaker of that?
Kevin Weiss, the author.
Cool.
On the 22nd, we're going to have author Laura Bradford. She writes Amish novels and Amish mysteries.
I was just in Lancaster last weekend for a day. Yes.
What did you get?
Strasburg.
Did you go to the railroad
Strasburg
station?
That's the town that the railroad thing is in, but we did not go in the railroad thing.
Yeah. What did you do?
Did you go on that railroad train ride ever?
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
Have? Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
nice.
Worth it?
It's nice, yes.
Where does it go?
It goes east, kind of parallels Route 30. And the time I went, it's kind of like an out and back, but there's like an echo ravine, and it blows a horn, and it echoes for a really long time, so it's kind of neat.
Oh, yeah? So what can you see? Just Amish farms?
Route
30?
No, it's more foresty. No, you can't see Route 30. It's further back. But that's the path it takes. Smaller towns. It's kind of like the Ivyland. There's not so many farms back that way.
All right. It might be worth it then. I'll have to try it next time. Did you ever go in that museum? Is that worth it?
Yes, I've been many times. We went. They had a Tucker. I don't know if they still have it or if it's still out when the movie came out.
Tucker the car?
The car, yeah. So that was really neat to see. Or do you mean the museum? Are you talking about
the railroad museum?
Oh, yes. I've been to that. They have a locomotive that you can go underneath. and see the underside, which I thought you meant Gas Car Museum.
Oh.
Which is on the way out to Strasbourg. So
what town is that in?
I think it's called Strasbourg, too. But it's sort of on the
Strasbourg is a pretty tiny little town.
Yeah, I think that's like the mailing address of it.
Oh, okay.
What did you do out there, if you want?
Just kind of...
Just driving around?
Drove around. My wife likes the antique shop. We had went to the city market in Lancaster. Mm-hmm. Went to a brew pub in Lancaster. Went to another brew pub. Went to another tavern. I don't know. Did a little shopping. Did a little walking. Did a little sightseeing. It was a beautiful day.
Yes. And October 29th, Lori Walmock will be back. The Writer's Journey, which is... program that was canceled in the spring. Nothing scheduled for November yet. We'll work on that. And in December, on December 3rd, we're going to have Christmas Traditions. And that's also Kevin Weiss. And we will also be having the judging of the gingerbread reception that day.
And we'll give you a lot more information about our annual gingerbread competition. That'll be coming up in December. We'll be getting entry forms out soon, and we'll tell you all about a very exciting contest that we do partnering with the Chamber of Commerce.
Now I will go to the last commercial break, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, who has just found 4 HCLs in this month's HCL bookmark.
Almost halfway there.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot, I told you. Okay, I have some trivia questions. We like to play trivia in this show a lot of times because the library likes knowledge, even if it's useless, fun knowledge. It's knowledge nonetheless. So I got some questions for Jennifer and for you at home, so let's see how you do. Here's some general trivia questions to start you off. What is located at 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee?
Graceland.
Graceland is correct. Elvis Presley's mansion. What is the name of the city that monsters live and work in the Disney movie Monsters Incorporated?
Nope.
Monstropolis. Who was the first winner of American Idol?
I nope.
No?
Nope.
Kelly Clarkson. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she has a talk show now, I guess, and the director of the Long Branch Library is going to be on Kelly Clarkson's show.
Oh, she has her own talk show now. Wow. Yes. She's really come a long way. According to the latest ad campaign, Jennifer, what makes a Subaru a Subaru?
You.
That would be better than the actual answer. It's love. Neil Armstrong was first man to walk on the moon, Jennifer, on July 20th, 1969. Give me the name and the year of the second man to walk on the moon.
Nope, I don't know.
Buzz Aldrin followed Armstrong down the ladder about 2 minutes later in 1969. Correct. That was a trick question. I didn't catch you on the year. I just couldn't get Buzz Aldrin out of you. Which Peanuts character always wears sandals?
Peppermint Patty.
What is the name of the tropical storm, now a hurricane, in the Caribbean?
Dorian.
Correct. This southern U.S. state capital shares its name with the commander of the Allied ground forces at the Battle of Normandy during World War II. Military. Jennifer and her husband are big military buffs.
See, it's not Tallahassee. It's
General not, Tallahassee, you know, leading the ground troops.
Not Atlanta, Savannah. Just tell me.
Montgomery.
Alabama.
Monty. In the movie Anchorman, Jennifer?
Nope.
Ron Burgundy's sign-off line from KVWN Channel 4 News. It was, "Stay classy, San Diego." At which number is larger, Jennifer, the distance between the Earth and the Moon in miles? Or the number of words in the novel Moby Dick?
The number of words in Moby Dick.
Moby Dick has 206,052 words. There's 238,900 miles between the Earth and the Moon.
So that is correct?
No, you were incorrect.
Oh. Okay.
It's close, but it's further mileage from the Moon than words in Moby Dick. Okay, Jennifer, write the words Flemington Moose down. All of the answers can be made by using letters only one time in the words Flemington Moose. What type of alcohol is traditionally used to make a Tom Collins?
Gin.
Gin is correct. What is the last name of the movie actress who portrayed characters named Mia Dolan, Gwen Stacy, and Olive Pendergast?
What's her first name?
Emma.
Thomas.
No.
Nope.
Emma Stone.
Stone.
Mia Dolan was La La Land, Gwen Stacy were the Spider-Man movies, Olive Pendergast was Easy A. This word can refer to a rodent, a type of rodent, or a person who joins a mass movement in a headlong rush toward destruction.
A lemming, but that would be a good...
A lemming is correct. Why were you doubting that?
I don't know.
The next one is a TV show I know you've never seen, Lost. Am I right?
Correct.
What type of U.S. government buildings are located in Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco, and West Point, New York?
Mint.
Mint buildings is correct. What number did soccer legend Pele wear? The Black Pearl.
One.
Incorrect.
10.
10 is correct. You had 3 choices there. 1, 9, and 10 are all in Flemington Moose. What is the name of the game that produces a series of lights and tones that a player is then required to repeat the sequence?
Simon.
Correct. This is a type of flatfish primarily caught off the coast of Europe and good source of protein and vitamins. Flatfish. Good source of protein and vitamins when eaten.
I can see it. Tell me.
Sole.
Sole. Dover Sole. The Cliffs of Dover.
In horse racing, Jennifer, a distance of 8 furlongs is equal to what?
1 mile.
Correct. And what was Larry of Three Stooges fame's last name? What was Larry's last name?
Stooge.
What?
Stooge.
Larry Fine.
Stooge, you can make Stooge out of Flemington Moose. In case you were wondering.
Can you?
Yes. S-T-O-O-G-E.
That would have been another answer. Okay, Jennifer, out of sight, out of mind. Or out of sight, but not out of mind. I'm going to give you a character from a TV show that's never seen. And you got to tell me the TV show. I don't know if you're not a big TV fan, but you might get a couple of these. Vera Peterson. Were you a fan of this show?
Rhoda.
Vera Peterson was Norm Peterson's wife.
Oh, and Cheers.
Yes. Ugly Naked Guy, were you a fan of this show? Probably the most popular sitcom of all time.
Seinfeld?
That's one of them. Friends.
That was what I was going to say until you said...
Carlton the Doorman.
Until you said most popular sitcom of all time. All
right, well, save Seinfeld. That's coming up.
Okay.
Carlton the Doorman.
The Jeffersons.
You just said the answer a minute ago.
Seinfeld.
Rhoda.
Oh, Rhoda.
Don't you remember Carlton the Doorman?
Yes.
You never saw him, but he came over the speaker.
Yes.
Charles Townsend?
Nope.
Charlie's Angels.
I didn't know.
The Townsend Detective Agency. Orson.
Work.
Very good.
Mindy.
Bob Sacamano. Now is the time.
Seinfeld.
That's one of Kramer's friends that you never see. And Mrs. Othmar.
Andy Williams. Andy Griffith Show.
Nope, it's Peanuts. That's Charlie Brown, all the gang's teacher.
Talks like a trumpet. Yeah.
Alter egos, Jennifer. I'll give you a name. You tell me what their alter ego is. Okay. Ted Kaczynski.
Nope.
The Unabomber. Richard Starkey.
Ringo Starr.
Very good. Wade Wilson.
Wade Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Papa.
Deadpool. Edward Nigma.
Nope.
Or E Nigma.
Mm-mm.
The Riddler. William Bonney.
Nope.
Billy the Kid. Tom Riddle. I know you know this one. What?
It's not the Riddler. Great Gatsby.
Tom Riddle?
Nope.
Edward Nigma was the Riddler. Tom Riddle is Lord of Voldemort.
Harry Potter.
I thought you read those books.
I did.
Reginald Dwight?
Nope.
You didn't see Rocket Man? It's Elton John's real name.
Oh,
You're not even thinking, Jennifer.
I should pay attention and think.
You've already assumed that you're not going to get all of these wrong.
Guess me Peter Parker.
Verbal Kint? This is a tough one. You ever see the movie The Usual Suspects?
Yes.
Verbal Kint.
Kaiser Sose
is correct. Okay, sports one time for you. 8 teams, Jennifer. The team name that's very important, is named after a 4-legged animal. How many of the 8 can you guess?
From what
you have sport? You have 5 seconds.
What sport?
Football. NFL. Oh. You have 30 seconds.
Colts.
Very good. That's one.
But they're all 4 letters?
All 4-legged animals.
All 4-legged animals. Bears.
Correct.
Rams.
Correct.
Lions.
Wow.
Tigers.
What?
What?
Tigers.
Detroit Tigers.
That's a baseball team.
Of course it is. Colts, Rams, Bears, Lions. Eagles, 49ers.
There is a Tigers. The Bengals is named after a Tiger.
Tigers, Bengals.
Yep.
That's 5.
Pretty good.
Dallas Cowboys are 2-legged animals.
Since Jim Geno is waiting, I'll have to give it to you,
Dolphins.
Jennifer. The Broncos, did you say?
No.
The Jaguars. Oh. The Panthers.
Jaguars,
and that's it.
Jaguars and Panthers are like new, aren't they?
Newer teams.
New franchise teams.
But they are teams.
I know, but I wouldn't.
They've been around for 20 years now,
Don't forget
Jennifer.
That the library, it's new to me. The library will be closed Monday and to observe Labor Day, but we'll be back open Tuesday, and we are open this Saturday. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online. Your library is always listening, always there for you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's Governor, Republican Ron DeSantis, has just held a news conference where he was urging Florida residents to start making plans now for what could be a very powerful Hurricane Dorian when it comes near or into the state on Sunday or early Monday.
Could make a case for places like Miami and the Keys to get impacted. You can make a case for it to be northern Florida, obviously central Florida. So really the key is to have your plan and make those preparations right now.
The state of Georgia's also on alert for Dorian. A Justice Department report finds former FBI Chief James Comey violated official policy in his handling of personal memos he wrote about one-on-one talks with President Trump. However, Comey won't be prosecuted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Economic numbers just released include, from the Commerce Department, another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of gross domestic product in the second quarter showing the economy grew at a rate of 2%. That's in line with estimates, but down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%. The department had said the economy grew at 3.1% during the first 3 months of the year. Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports 215,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 4,000 from the previous week. The experts were expecting the number today to come in at around 204,000. North Carolina police say they've arrested a university student who was planning a mass shooting. 19-year-old Paul Stieber arrested in his dorm at High Point University on Tuesday. They found two guns and lots of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to a new study from AAA, which says the number of people killed by someone plowing through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. That's the highest death toll in 10 years, and it was the fifth straight year that fatalities from running red lights increased.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
That's National AAA spokesman Doug Shoup speaking to CBS News. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the deputy who lied about being shot is now out of a job. The sheriff says a criminal investigation is continuing, and he told